The man who has confessed to the massacre seems to be attacking Norway's growing multicultural identity as the nation accepts more immigrants. There has been an ongoing debate in the country on how to adapt to the changing makeup of the nation. Archbishop Paul Scherig, the apostolic nuncio to the country, says the small Catholic church in Norway has served as an example for the rest of the country.
I think that what the Holy Father said, to be united and to live as a community around Christ, is a very important message for all of us, above all for the churches in the Nordic countries. In Norway, we have parishes where we can find up to 80 different nationalities, groups of people who are mostly immigrants from different parts of the world. These people live together. They form the Catholic Church in these countries. They gather each and every Sunday, and very often only by the very fact that they are gathering, they make a big impression on the environing communities and people. For them, for many Norwegians, as has expressed to me once by a Lutheran bishop, this Catholic gathering every Sunday, where you see different colors, different nationalities, and different people coming together for worship, we're gathering in the same church, following the same prayer service. This is an imminent sign and a very important sign, which shows the necessity to live together, but also shows, and is a symbol already here and now, that people can live together, that different groups of origin, language and nationality are able to live together and form a community. And this is only possible not because of human influence, but for being united in and with Christ.